Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thank you. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Diana Furchtgott-Roth back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Diana is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, a columnist for Real Clear Politics, author of Regulating to Disaster, How Green Job Policies Are Damaging America's Economy, and Women's Figures is another book that she's written. She's our good friend and member of our Brain Trust, too. Diana Furchtgott-Roth, welcome back.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Happy Labor Day.
You too, Diana. Talk to us about your thoughts on Labor Day. I want to take this segment. I just had historian Ken Davis on the show talking about the history of Labor Day. You and I are going to talk about minimum wage a little bit later on, but right now I'd like to get your thoughts on Labor Day.
Well, Labor Day has traditionally been a day to celebrate organized labor. What's interesting is that this Labor Day, organized labor, as a percent of American workers, is about the smallest it's ever been. Only about 6.5% of private sector American workers belong to unions. And what's interesting is that jobs without organized labor, the private sector on its own is creating vast numbers of jobs. And employers are having to put in place measures that retain workers without unions forcing them to do that. For example, 97% of American workers are paid above minimum wage, not because of any government regulation, but because that's
right.
How employers have to keep workers.
Well, another thing that's happened, you know, there, Diana, years ago, when someone wanted to grow, a business wanted to grow, they had to hire an employee. Today they have options. They can hire an employee, or they can bring on a piece of technology, and so that's another thing that is impacting labor in America. And it's and complaining about that is like saying we shouldn't have made tractors, all right?
Well, they
because
can
that
bring
changed,
on technology,
that changed
right? Yes, they can also contract out, which is becoming more and more common as the government forces employers to provide certain benefits to their workers, and the latest is healthcare under Obamacare, employers are contracting out, and they're getting people not as full employees but as contractors. That's another big difference from what it used to be. Also, what's really interesting...
Go ahead.
What's really interesting is that as the Obamacare provisions take effect, that says you have to provide health care to anyone who works more than 30 hours a week, then now employers are cutting back and they're hiring people fewer hours. And it just shows that we shouldn't be placing these mandates on employers.
Well, you know, the interesting thing that's going on right now, Diana, and this is what you're alluding to, is that public policy, not those mean old capitalists, are having the most impact on labor right now than anything, based on what you were just saying. Left to their own devices, most employers, I think most small business owners, would hire somebody full-time. But if
they really would, because it's easier for them. I mean, it's much easier to hire one full-time worker than several part-time workers. Absolutely. But you know, when you go from 49 to 50 workers, you have to pay $40,000 a year in fines if you don't have the right kind of health insurance. That's about the amount you could use to hire a whole new worker.
And the truth is, most small businesses have less. than 50 workers. But still, that but many small businesses want to grow to 50 employees. They'd like to grow to that size. And the current it is very interesting. And Diana, you know, we have to say that the people who are currently squealing the most about Obamacare are the unions, because they're now seeing that Obamacare is actually becoming their enemy, not their friend.
Yes, that's right. And what's also interesting is that Congress has opted out of Obamacare for itself. Under the law, Obamacare was going to have to apply to Congress and congressional staff.
Even though the law was part of it, we've talked about that on the show before. Hold on to that thought, Diana. Diana Fritz-Roth is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's an economist and a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute. When we come back, we're going to talk about the minimum wage. 22, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.